Shoftim Perakid Aleph Pasuk Lamed Beis. So Yiftach has made a neder, a very dangerous neder, that whatever comes out of his front door is going to be an Ola La Hashem, and he will be makrevit. But now, off to war he goes. Lamed Beis, Vayavar Yiftach El B'nei Amon. So Yiftach crossed over to the B'nei Amon. Again, we said a few psukim ago that he's literally crossing into the land of Amon to fight them on their home territory. He doesn't care. Lihi Lachem Bam, because he's going to make war against them. And why doesn't he care? Vayidneim Hashem B'yodo. Because the victory is all coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Hashem, in fact, handed them over into his hand. Precisely the words it uses earlier by his nether. So unfortunately we see then that even the pasuk that describes the military battle is going to be using the same words Yiftach himself used. And this is always a problem of midah keneged midah, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu choosing how to proceed. Sometimes our own words put us in our own situation. And so although the Mefarshim don't comment on this, it really strikes me as being very significant that it's the exact phrase that Yiftach used now being used here in the Pasuk. Lamed Gimel, and then how deep is the victory? It is complete. And so he smote them, he did, from Aroer until the approach to Minis, 20 cities, Va'ad Avel Kiramim, all the way until a place called Avel Kiramim, and exactly where these locations are, but it's basically wiping them out in the land of Ammon, pushing them down further to the south, out towards the east, on the way back towards Eretz Yisrael. Makog edola me'od, a great victory, a great smiting. Vayikonu b'nei Ammon b'nei b'nei Yisrael. And so the b'nei Ammon were subdued before the b'nei Yisrael. The Me'am Lohi says there were two cities called Aroer, one on the Arnon River, is referred to many many times in the Torah, one of the first cities that B'nai Yisrael conquered from Emori and had never been part of Ammon. The city here, however, is mentioned in Sefer Yehoshua as Ammon Aroer on the Yabok River, the Aroer that faces Rabbah. So it's an Aroer that's further to the east, and it is on the border with the territory of B'nai Gad. So I'm sorry, not further east, further west. It is over towards B'nai Gad on the edge of Ammon where one would cross into it. All of this area today is in the map in the land of Jordan, which the UN so kindly handed over to the poor benighted people who lost the war in 1948. When Yiftach reached Minis, he had captured the entire southern side of the settled area in Ammon. Then he turned north and he cut through the territory of Ammon till he reached Avel Karamim, which was on the border of the territory of Eretz Yisrael up to the north. So he pretty much wiped out most of Ammon, a complete and total victory, and then continued north through Gilad and returned home to Mitzpah, because he had strayed pretty far south, and then made his way in kind of a big circle, and then made his way back around to the north again. And now, the tragedy ensues. Vayavo, Pasuk Lamed Daled, Vayavo Yiftach HaMitzpah El Beiso. So Yiftach returned to Mitzpah, victorious against the B'nai Ammon, on the verge of taking leadership of Klal Yisrael. Right here, he is at the high point of his life, which of course makes it all that much more tragic that terrible things are about to befall him personally. And so he's right there. Everything is in his grasp. The family that had rejected him had sworn to take him now as the head, as the leader, the Rosh and the Katzin. He had a complete victory, which he gave full credit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he didn't feel that he had done anything appropriate spiritually. And when he gets to the house, however, the axe falls. V'hinei Vito yotzeis likroso. His daughter came out of the house to greet him. Bisupim, with drums, uvim cholos, and with either flutes or dancing. V'rak hi yechida, and she was his only child. She was the Yechida. She was the only one he had. Ein lo mimenu bein ovas. He didn't have any son or daughter besides her. So this is terrible. He had made this great vow for a great victory. He had gotten the great victory. And now the problem is that he is ending up with the worst possible moment of his life, at what should have been the best possible moment of his life. So, V'raki yechida, the Malbim points out, it seems to be a bit redundant because it said already she was his only child. And then it says there was no bein or bas. So you might think that maybe he had other sons and daughters who just weren't chashuv to him, the Malbim says. Like maybe he had Pilagshim. It says by Yitzchak Avinu, by Avraham, that Yitzchak bincha yechidecha es Yitzchak, by the Akedah. But we know that he wasn't bincha yechidecha. We know Avraham had nations, had 70 children from Keturah. So how could it call him yechidecha, his only son? Because none of the rest were of consequence to Avraham Avinu. Only Yitzchak was the important one. But here, by repeating it twice, it says that he literally had no other child. So Lamed Hey by Yikir Oso Osa. And so it was when Yiftach saw who was coming out of the house, it was his daughter Vayikra Esbigodov. And he tore his clothing. Vayomer Aha Biti Hachrea Hichratini. He said, "Woe, my daughter, alas, my daughter, you have brought me low. Korea, Anachnu Korim, we bend over, we bow low. Ve'at ha'yis be'ochroi, and you have brought on my troubles." Actually, technically, you are my troubles. Ha'yis be'ochroi, you are one of my troubles. Ve'anochi potzisi fi el Hashem v'lo uchal loshuv, and I open my mouth to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I cannot take it back. Now, this is a little complex, and so we'll start next time by talking about this idea of not being able to take back such a vow, and him telling his daughter, "I'm sorry, honey, but you're doomed, because I vowed that the first thing to come out of my house was going to be sacrificed." And so we will see her response, and we'll see the dialogue, but unfortunately she's not the one he needs to be talking to. It's somebody else, and we'll see.